Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello, I'm Carrie Samuels, your intuitive counselor and happiness coach with your 2019 forecast. 2019, you did it! And what an exciting year this is going to be. In all of my years of looking at astrology and numerology forecasts, I have never been as excited as I am about this year coming up. The energy totally blew my mind. And it's such an incredible year of renewal and reinvention and joy. And you can really use that energy, can't you? So we begin this year, it's like the most incredible beginning of the year. We begin with a new moon, solar eclipse in Capricorn. This is like the universe's way of giving us fireworks at the top of the year. New moon solar eclipses are like a total reboot, a total reset, and they often initiate long and lasting changes, fateful connections, really just incredible initiations of change. And we begin the year like that, and we end the year with a new moon solar eclipse in Capricorn. So Capricorn is also how you show up in the world. It's the highest point in our astrology chart. And so having this initiation, having this reboot in this sign of how you present yourself, how you have status and stature in the world, your career. It's an incredible way of the universe giving us this energy, this new energy of really having you show up in a completely different way. And there's so much about our astrology and our numerology that points to this. The energy is all about that kind of reinvention. And that is just the beginning. But what a beginning it is, right? So all year long, we're going to have the influence of the number 19, since this is the 19th year of our century, 2019. So if you look at the tarot card, the 19th tarot card, that is the sun. So again, we begin with the solar eclipse, and then we have this sun energy. Now, the sun tarot card comes after what's called all the nighttime cards, or all the underworld cards, or the dark night of the soul. Now, certainly you've been experiencing a lot of that dark night energy, that underworld energy where you've had to go within and look within and do a lot of soul searching and like soul, all kinds of stuff where you're really understanding what it is you are and what it is that you're not. And it's been very emotional, not just last year, which of course was very intense, but the last few years. And then finally we get a break, it feels like. It's this energy of light after the darkness. And if you look at that card, it's youthful, it's joyful, it's a healing energy. This card often represents healing when it shows up in a reading. So there's this energy of renewal. And also, if you look at that card, there's like a baby kind of energy on this young pony, and there's that sense of joyous enthusiasm. And of course, sun energy is how you shine and how you radiate in the world, and your consciousness and how you think about things and how you present yourself. So there is this incredible energy of like presenting yourself in a whole new light, sharing yourself in a whole new light. And if you notice, the baby in the card is naked. And so there's that sense of youthful enthusiasm and unabashed energy about presenting yourself and being who you are without embarrassment, without hiding yourself, without diminishing yourself in any way. It's total joyous energy. So that is what we're bringing to this year. And that is what the universe is encouraging you to bring to the year. That energy of, this is who I am. I'm being completely authentic. You know, you've had so many years where you've been learning about how you've kept yourself really small, how you've diminished your talents, how you please other people at your own expense, how you maybe have chosen in your career or your work to do things to just for security or playing by the rules in a way that isn't appropriate for you. And so this energy is coming along now. everything in the universe is saying, now is your time. Now is your time to express yourself as who you are. Now is the time to do that in your career, in your workplace, how you show up in the world, how you show up with your all of your relationships in a way that's authentic, in a way that's completely true to you and heartfelt and authentic. Did I say authentic? So in a way that's completely, and it's a joyful energy as well. So the numerology for 2019, the universal year number, is 3. This is a 3 universal year, and 3 is also a number of joyful expression and being authentic and creativity. The 3 energy is always about heartfelt expression. It's emotionally intelligent. It's emotionally sensitive vibration. So you might feel very emotionally sensitive, but in a way that helps you express yourself and get in tune with how you feel and what you really want to express in the world. And the more that you express that, the more that you're authentic about that, and the more that you do that, the more joyful you will be. Now, 3 is also associated with the mouth and smiling and being joyful and using your words to uplift and inspire others. It can also be prone to some self-doubt because it is so emotionally sensitive. So the more you're using your words and speaking your truth, the more joyful you will be. Now that said, I have 3 guidelines for you to manifest the most joyful energy of the year. Now these 3 guidelines all begin with the letter C, because C is the 3rd letter of our alphabet. And you can see by these words what some of that energy of the number 3 really is. So the first guideline is creativity. The more you're creative, the more you're expressing something in a unique way, the more joyful you will feel. 3 is the magic number. It's the number of the Holy Trinity. It's the number of creation, because with 2 people, you can create a 3rd being, and that's like a miracle. That's how we are co-creators, because we help co-create that miracle of life. And so anything that you're doing, when you're thinking something and you're thinking thoughts with self-love and non-judgment, you're helping co-create more beauty in the world. When you are finding creative solutions, or you're being artistic in any way, or doing things in your own unique way, you're co-creating something more beautiful that has never been there before. So again, creativity doesn't always mean art, although art is a really incredible, joyful way of expressing this energy. If you are creative or want to be in any way, it's a beautiful thing for you to experience. But there's so many ways to be creative, and simply being unique and simply being your own being and expressing that in the world, you're co-creating your unique light in the world. So the 2nd guideline is communication. The 3 energy really encourages you to share what you've been hiding inside of you. I know you're sensitive and it's hard to speak your truth sometimes or be direct, but the more direct you can be, the more you can share what's been hidden inside of you, the more the more easy this year is going to be for you. As hard as it sounds to like be authentic and say things directly because of all, you know, self-doubt, what are people going to think of you? How is it going to affect other people if you do it? It really is the energy that this universe is encouraging you to do this year. So the more you practice being direct, the more you practice putting yourself out there with your words and your what's inside of you and whatever you want to express, the more joyful this year will be for you. It's a wonderful thing for you to build your confidence that way, which is also a C word, right? Now, the 3rd guideline of the year that's really going to help you navigate this incredible energy is collaboration. The 3 energy is very joyful, it's very social, and it's all about connection. It's another C word, right? See all these words with, see how nothing is random in the universe, that every letter in our language, in your name, everything, nothing's an accident. This is a synchronicity. And this is what the synchronicity now is showing you, is that you need to connect with other people. And the more you collaborate with others and the more you feel that kind of emotional connection, you're not doing things by yourself. It's exponentially powerful when you share your creativity and you're co-creating with others. It's just like so much more powerful than if you're yourself. And you might have tended to isolate yourself previously because the energy has been intense. And now is the time to get out there and have fun and be social and network with other people in social and other ways. It's just a beautiful, beautiful energy. I am so excited about this year. I can hardly wait to see what we come up with, what experiences you have, and I'm so excited to hear about them, and it's going to be incredible. So I look forward to sharing the rest of this year with you. I wish you so much love and wishing you an incredible, joyful, beautiful year ahead. Lots of love. Bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.